for wisdom. Don't let me disobey God. It's time to be happy. I was so sad. I call it emotion. This shall let it like a bed. Now my music's everywhere like a BlackBerry charger. If I tell you where I come from, I was raised in the ghetto. Every day was a hard song. Came from LA, I finally made it. It's a six-year figure thing. I'm on my six-year figure thing. It's a six-year figure thing. I'm on my six-year figure thing. A lot for you, sipping on number two, the one with the wine for you. Lee love up and deep, big mass I got you. It's an essay, DJ Bad Beat, DJ Helmet, DJ Casanova. We on this, I can shine out.
From Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government has warned beneficiaries of CDF loans to take their repayment obligations seriously or face legal action. Senior Chief Mujinda has appointed an independent committee to oversee land audit and mining matters in his chiefdom. In international news, Mali coup leader has been granted a five-year term in power. In sports, Philemon Chilimina has opted for a move to Israel despite a huge offer from Turkey.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Viola Chuma. Central Province Permanent Secretary has issued a stern warning to beneficiaries of the Constituency Development Fund loans to take their repayment obligations seriously or face legal action. Speaking at a handover ceremony held at Luano Town Council, Miuna Mwanakampwe expressed concern over the growing number of cooperatives, clubs and individual groups that have benefited from CDF loans but have failed to repay them. He revealed that many loan recipients from 2022 to 2024 are currently in default. He emphasized that the lack of consistent repayments is undermining the sustainability of the loan scheme, warning that the law will soon catch up with defaulters. In response to the situation, Dr. Mwanakampwe has directed the Luano Town Council management to begin monitoring cooperatives and clubs to assess their operations and ensure compliance with repayment terms. Noted a decline in water and sanitation sector performance for 2024 as shown in the 8NDP annual progress report. The forum stated that the only 58% of planned wash outputs were achieved in 2024, down from 72% in 2023. The forum highlighted a significant budget shortfall, noting that just 45% of the allocated WASH budget was dispersed in 2024 compared to 60% the previous year. The forum said this shortfall contributed to stagnation in access to improved sanitation services, which reached only 43% of the population in 2024, a slight increase from 41% in 2023. The forum noted a 30% decline in water infrastructure projects funded under the Constituency Development Fund, with only 25 new boreholes drilled in 2024 compared to 60 in 2023. The forum attributed this to local authorities prioritizing the purchase of earth-moving equipment for road construction. This came to light at the National Assembly in Lusaka when the Zambia NGO WASH Forum delegation, led by Representative Eddie Chikuta, appeared before the Planning and Budgeting Parliamentary Committee, chaired by Momba Member of Parliament Fred Chatila. Meanwhile, Planning and Budgeting Parliamentary Committee Chairperson Fred Chatila paid tribute to the Zambia NGO Forum for bridging the gaps in responding to challenges in the WASH sector. This is contained in a statement issued by the Zambia NGO WASH Forum Communications Officer Bangwe Navili. Senior Chief Muchinda Kankomba Welala III of Serenja District has appointed an independent committee of trustees chaired by Raphael Lessa to oversee all land audit and mining matters within the manganese-rich Muchinda chiefdom. This follows rampant land grabbing and illegal mining necessitated by the vacuum created when there was no chief for the last 14 years. This move will enhance transparency and accountability in managing land and mineral resources in Muchinda province, Muchinda chiefdom. According to an official letter dated 11th July 2025, the committee has been mandated to represent the chiefdom in discussions and actions required for the effective management and oversight of land and mining affairs. The committee, comprised of experts from the legal profession, media and astute entrepreneurs, will operate under a set of constitution, rules and regulations provided by the chiefdom. He has since appointed Raphael Lessa, Paul Bipe, Wezi Mwandila, Alan Chishimba and Richard Chintu. Others are Rayford Piri, Stephen Kaunda, Bangwe Navili and William Buzi. Meanwhile, committee chairperson Raphael Lessa has thanked the traditional leader for appointing him.
Allow me to take this opportunity to say thank you to the senior chief from Kinda for the appointment of the committee and appointing me as the chairman of the committee, of which I don't take it for granted. It's not easy to be trusted by the senior chief. The purpose of this committee is to overlook on the wrongdoings that have been taking place in the chiefdom for the last 14 years when the chief was not there. Therefore, our mandate is to do the land audit in the chiefdom to see that sanity is restored back to the chiefdom.
In other news, police in Lusaka have recorded a warn and caution statement from David Kazadi, 33, a Long Acres resident, for allegedly producing obscene material. Mr. Kazadi was arrested on July 2, 2025, following allegations that between June 2023 and June 2025, he made and circulated an obscene video involving actress Mwaka Halwindi on social media platforms. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi says investigations into the matter are ongoing and the suspect is currently in custody.
The suspect was apprehended on July 2, 2025 in Long Acres area. Brief facts of the matter are that between June 2023 and June 2025, on and on dates and times within Lusaka district, David Kazadi is alleged to have made and produced an obscene video tending to corrupt morals, which was subsequently circulated on various social media platforms. Meanwhile, investigations into the matter are ongoing and the suspect is currently detained in custody.
In international news, in South Africa, tensions remain high in Mitchell's Plain following a string of deadly shootings. Five people died and seven were injured across multiple locations on Thursday. Police say the attacks are gang-related and a manhunt is underway, though no arrests have been made yet. To bolster safety, additional law enforcement officers, including members of the Metro Police and specialized units, have been deployed to the area. Still in international news, Mali's military leader, General Assimi Goïta, has been granted a five-year presidential term by the transitional parliament, which is renewable without elections. The junta leader, who has seized power twice, had promised the return of democracy last year, but it never materialized.